Good morning, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Grant Kruger. Very excited to be here with you this morning in April. I'm so sorry to have missed you guys last week. Lydia Aranda stood in for me, did a very admirable job. I happened to be in Washington, D.C. I got the chance to meet with a number of our elected officials, including a number of Arizona congresspeople, and pitch our wares for the Arizona and National Restaurant Associations. I had the pleasure this time of hanging out with a couple of well-known Phoenix restaurateurs, both the principals from the Wildflower Bread Company, which has over 16 locations in Arizona, all in the Phoenix and Prescott markets, and then Riot Hospitality Group as well, too, which owns Hand Cut Steakhouse, Riot House, Dirk's Bentley, El Jefe in Scottsdale, Nashville, Denver, amongst other places. And I asked them, I said, hey, you guys are very successful on a much more successful level than myself as a restaurateur. And you've got multiple units. Why won't you guys come to Tucson? You know, why is it that businesses of your stature won't come down here? And it was really twofold. First and foremost, it was just the demographics, right? We don't have the jobs, we don't have the money, we don't have the ability to attract restaurants like that here. And second, of course, is crime. Tucson isn't exactly an incredibly safe place right now for restaurant groups like this to come down. Riot Hospitality told me they actually just closed their store in Chicago for the exact same reason as well. And it had me thinking, why is it that we're always playing second fiddle in some capacity to Phoenix over here? As I was driving down Campbell Avenue last night, I looked at Campbell and Glenn, and under construction is an original Chop House restaurant, right? There's about half a dozen of these, a Phoenix-based sort of fast, casual, healthy bowl concept. And as I saw this thing under construction there, I said, you know what? I better go support the local version of this as well, too. And I went down to Goodness, which is basically Campbell and Grant, 2502 North Campbell, and it was closed. A sign was on the front door that had clearly been there for a couple of months and said, we're taking a little break here for the holidays, but be back soon. But it was clear on the inside of this locally owned restaurant, a Tucson group, that they weren't coming back for the holidays. And in fact, they weren't coming back at all. And so I really have gotten concerned that we are just going to continue to play second fiddle to Phoenix over here in terms of both hospitality and in other news, we're playing second fiddle to Phoenix potentially here for sports. Over the last week, we got the crushing news that not only are the Arizona Coyotes leaving for Utah, but that our beloved Tucson Roadrunners as well may be packing up ship to the potentially greener pastures of Mullet Arena in Tempe. And that as well, like, really is saddening to me. It breaks my heart. You know that here on Jump In Tucson and at 10:30 a.m., The Voice, we are champions of both local business and local sports. And there's a lot of cohesion between those two things, and we're really missing out. Why is it that the Phoenix chains can come down here, but we can never make it up there? There tends to be a lot of Tucson-based businesses with only a minor modicum of success up in Phoenix, right? You don't see a bunch of El Charros up there. Sure, there's a Prep and Pastry, Nate's got one going up in Gilbert that we talked about a couple months ago, but not an awful lot. And so on today's show, we're going to talk about doing business in both Tucson and Phoenix. I've got a special guest right across from me over here in the KVI studio of Eddie O'Hare, owner of Paint Kings, who knows a few things about doing business in both Tucson and Phoenix. Welcome, Eddie.
Hey, Grant. Thanks for having me, man.
I'm really excited to have you here today. So give me a quick rundown of Paint Kings, your size, your scope. Like, how big are you guys right now?
So Paint Kings was founded in Tucson in 1987, and we started out like most small family contractor businesses. My dad was out doing the work. My mom was answering the phones, and, you know, a couple guys, just working for private homeowners. As we began to expand and stuff, I got involved in the business in the early 90s. Went to the U of A, and we got out and decided, you know, we were going to try to expand and got into the commercial market and to the home builder market. And we grew from there. So, I mean, today we sit around 200 employees total between Tucson and Phoenix. April, we're actually celebrating 10 years in the Phoenix market. And so that's been, you know, an exciting part of our journey of diversification and growth and So, you know, that's where we're sitting at today.
That's amazing. 200 employees is nothing to shake a stick at, right? As I've said before, we get so excited about the occasional news of a American battery factory or, you know, Caterpillar in some capacity, and that this is hundreds of jobs. But the small business owners like yourself and myself with a few hundred employees are often forgot about. And in fact, your impact to the community might quite substantially be greater.
You know, absolutely. We take a lot of pride in being local and from Tucson. Like you said, it is a challenge to go up to Phoenix. And you know, jokingly, we were talking in the green room that, you know, you're up in Phoenix and it's almost like you can't tell people up there that you're from Tucson. You know, they call us the dirty tea. You know, there's a bit of a hubris up there that, you know, nobody in Tucson knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, you know, sad but true. But you look at like Tucson-based businesses to swing back to the restaurants when EG's went up to Phoenix, right? They got their teeth kicked in up there. And we love EG's here in Tucson, and they just didn't do so well. So what sort of characteristics do you think like help make Paint Kings be successful up in Phoenix and Tucson?
Well, professionalism. The trades are, you know, they've earned a bad reputation. You know, all of our vehicles are marked. Our guys wear uniforms. We background check. Our customer-facing employees speak English. You know, we answer our phones and we show up. We do what we say we're going to do. So we actually got lured to go to the Phoenix market by some of our larger contractors who were based out of Phoenix. So they got used to dealing with us, and they said, you know, why aren't you doing our work up here? And finally, I had to look in the mirror and say, why aren't we doing work up there? So, you know, we opened up, and we did it the right way. We opened up an office. We have an all Phoenix team, and you know, we're proud to be growing up there and bringing that level of service to that community.
Amazing. Well, our show today is going to focus on that. A little bit of Tucson, a little bit of Phoenix, people that are getting it done in both markets. When we come back after the break, we're going to have a call-in from Bob Hoffman, president of the Tucson Roadrunners, who's going to talk a little bit about the success the team is having thus far, ways we can go out and support the Roadrunners. They've got a playoff game coming up tonight against the Calgary Wranglers at the Tucson Convention Center, 7 p.m. So we'll be talking to Bob, a little Roadrunners hockey and a little Tucson in Phoenix. You're listening to Grant Kruger on Jump in Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Jump in Tucson, live with Grant Kruger and Eddie O'Hare from the Paint Kings. And today we've got a call in from a local Tucson celebrity, president of the Tucson Roadrunners, a very active man in the community here in Tucson, Mr. Bob Hoffman. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Grant. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for taking the time out of what's clearly your busy schedule with a playoff game going on tonight, right?
Exciting day. Absolutely. The Whiteout is back in Tucson for the first time in several years. Team had a great run this year, and we're excited to get things started tonight when we host Calgary. So playoff hockey right here in Tucson. Everyone should get excited about that and check this team out, as it's certainly exciting and something we're looking forward to.
No, we're excited for the Whiteout here too on Jump in Tucson. I understand that this is a three-game series as well too, and that all three games will be here in Tucson?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a unique playoff format that the American Hockey League, the league we play in, has, and they really try to reward regular season play and you know, give that opportunity to the number two seed in the division gets to host all of those games, those first three. That way it's not bouncing back and forth. In this situation, we're playing Calgary, so you could imagine playing one game in Tucson and then one game in Calgary and then one game back in Tucson would get a little taxing and a little costly. So they do reward that second place team, which we ended up at the number two seed in the division with one of the best records in the league. So we're fortunate enough to have that situation and be able to host all three games, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, best of three series. So first team to win two games gets to move on to the second round.
That's awesome. All those games are at 7 p.m., correct, including the Sunday game, if necessary for Sunday?
That is correct. 7 p.m. start time, so a little different than what our standard start times were during the year, especially for that Sunday game that you mentioned. You know, God willing, we may not need the Sunday game. Let's get this thing done in two and have a Calgary in our rearview mirror and look forward to the second round.
I love it. I hope everybody listening out there would come out and see the Tucson Roadrunners beat the Calgary Wranglers, hopefully in just two games, and sweep them over here as well, too. We're all so proud of you guys for coming in second place and the the Pacific Division and averaging over 4,100 guests as well too, or fans every single game. What can you attribute the team's success this year in attracting people?
You know, there are so many variables to that, Grant. I mean, I certainly tip my cap to just Tucson sports fans and how they rally behind teams, what they do to support. I think downtown is continuing to grow and to evolve, and certainly coming out of what we dealt with several years ago, to see so many things shut down and so many people not comfortable in coming out. I think that's totally changed. When we see a game night or even a non-game night, just to see the streets packed in downtown Tucson, see everybody wearing jerseys on game nights and seeing the support that we receive and people that are excited to come and support, you know, their local pro team and be a part of what downtown has to offer with the entertainment value, the food, everything that goes into the mix. We see this for our games, and we see people that come down and make an entire evening of it with dinner before the game and then maybe drinks after. So I think that sports fan in Tucson is certainly something that has really been something great to see. And then to see, you know, just our plan and ramping up and getting ourselves back to the levels we were back in the 2019-2020 season, when at that point we were also topping our conference and having a great year, and things just kind of didn't go that the way the world wanted, right, in March of 2020. So, you know, it's taken some time to ramp that back up, and certainly, you know, some hard work by my staff is something I'd like to tip my hat to them as well. But I think it's a lot of different variables and combinations, and we're excited to you know, be, you know, showcasing the Roadrunners to new fans, which we've always looked each and every year to find those fans in waiting and folks that are out there that maybe haven't been to a hockey game, or, you know, that, you know, we'll only come to one game of ours, and we want to see, how can we bring you back out? What can we do to entertain you? You know, how do we keep it affordable, and how do we make this a great option for you and your family, or for guys' night out, girls' night out, whatever it may be? We want to make sure we have a little bit of something for everybody.
No, I think you certainly have, and I think that's attributes to the success you've had in drawing in fans over the last couple of years as well too. You're listening to Bob Hoffman, president of the Tucson Roadrunners. We're talking about that Roadrunners Calgary Wranglers playoff game that's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. at the TCC, and Friday night also 7 p.m. as well too. Bob, yesterday Greg Hansen wrote a piece in the Arizona Daily Star about how difficult it was for pro sports to make it in Tucson. And of course, there's talk of the Roadrunners potentially moving up to the Mullet Arena in Tempe. Like, what can we do as Tucson fans to show support and tell you that we love you guys and try to convince you to stay here in the 520?
Yeah, you know, Greg's article was great, and I think it really painted a good picture of some of the struggles and some of those different things that, you know, are hurdles that teams may face. And you know, from the Roadrunner side of things, I think maybe it might have been a good thing that you know, when we came to town 8 years ago, that didn't have a full awareness or a full appreciation of what Tucson had experienced in the past. It's nice to know your market and to be able to look at it and see, you know, what were some of those pitfalls and what were some of the things that might be sore spots in the hearts of Tucson sports fans and Tucson businesses. You know, we came in almost with blinders on just to have a positive outlook to say, you know, we're not going to let any of that slow us down, and we're going to keep going. We're going to give you a great product. We're going to do a great job. And if you have hesitancy, that's fine. Give us a chance. Let us show you what we can do. And I feel like over 8 years, we've done a nice job of planting those seeds and making Tucson a hockey town, which I think a lot of people back in 2016 might have questioned us on and said, Tucson's not a hockey town. That's not going to happen. You know, we've been able to really put our footprint in the community. I think a lot of teams, you know, look at the dollars and cents and look at what does it take to fill an arena on a game night. And it's hard. It is really hard when you have a schedule that, you know, puts in Tuesday and Wednesday games and nights that, you know, so much is going on. It seems like we always go head to head with Parents Weekend at the University of Arizona, which, you know, most people may not think that's a lot, but when it takes up so much of downtown and it takes up so much of the community, getting some breath into the arena for a hockey game on that particular night, on that Friday or Saturday, it's challenging, right? So, you know, we've had to really build our community presence and want to make sure we're an asset to even those that aren't hockey fans, and make sure that everybody knows that the Roadrunners, when they see that logo or when they hear about their hockey team in Tucson, that they can be proud of it and say, yeah, I've never really been to a game, or I may not have come out, you know, more than a couple times, but we hear of how much they raise in the community. We hear of what they do everywhere that there's something going on in Tucson. We see that that crazy bird Dusty out there and the mascot. And, you know, to be that presence is what we're looking to accomplish. And I think we've done a good job with that. And I think one of the things with a lot of the talk recently that really needs to be kind of magnified, at least, is this is not a anything of an indictment on Tucson or as a market. This is a pro market. And I will absolutely go to the mattresses saying that. And when you look at all the good things that have been done, it has nothing to do with the market, with the way that my staff has performed, with the way this team on the ice has performed. And it just, unfortunately, if you listen to the owner's press conference last week, is just a scenario to where a transaction in the National Hockey League level happened, and the Arizona Coyotes, beloved by so many hockey fans in the state of Arizona. And it's heartbreaking for sure. You know, we're sold and relocated to Salt Lake City, Utah. And with that, sometimes there's just people looking at what's down the road and what's behind door number two and what's behind door number three. And I think that's the scenario that's happening right now with ownership, who maintained ownership in the Tucson Roadrunners. And, you know, and how can we make hockey the best in the state of Arizona, but also the best for Southern Arizona? And those are those decisions that are being looked at and made, and nothing has been determined. A lot of times the media gets out in front of things and throws an awful lot of stuff out there with a whole lot of without a whole lot of background or a whole lot of facts to support it. Nothing has been determined. All that's been determined right now is that we're going to try to you know, be on the heels of this phenomenal regular season by having a great postseason. And I will tell you, ask what can you do, and fans have been asking that, and we get great support, and I'm appreciative of that. You know, certainly, but the more support we get, the more it shows that Tucson is absolutely a hockey market with absolutely no ambiguity in it at all. This is the place the Roadrunners should be, and this is a great market for hockey. And I think fans can really have a lot to say with that, and be, you know, and have some fun with it too, because I guarantee you, you're going to be along for a really entertaining ride, whether we go all the way to win the cup or whether or not, you know, it's a disappointing first round. It's going to be some great hockey. There's nothing like playoff hockey. And for those that haven't experienced it, I challenge you to come and tell me that it's not going to raise your heartbeat a little bit.
Hey, Bob, this is Eddie here. And a tip of the hat to you. I have a young family, and I'm a bit of an anomaly. I was born and raised in Tucson. So hockey and in desert, you know, don't exactly go hand in hand all the time. But absolutely, as you speak to the family experience over at the arena over there, and countless times I brought my family down there, and again, not knowing anything about hockey as a family and all, it's just a great environment. It's affordable, it's fun, and it's something to do in Tucson. And again, growing up in Tucson the last 45 years, just seeing everything leave, certainly pulling for you and crossing our fingers. And I implore everybody out there to get out there and support them and do what we can do. I know you say Arizona hockey. Selfishly, I want to keep it Southern Arizona hockey and things, again, in our community that we can wrap our arms around and love.
Thanks, Eddie, and I echo that desire as well for Southern Arizona. And, you know, really appreciate what you said. And, you know, when we came to town, it was trying to figure out who that fan base was and the folks that might have families that have never been to a hockey game or that don't know the rules and don't know anything about the sport. How do we make sure they have a great time? And how can we entertain and make it a family-friendly atmosphere? And then you had folks like Grant there that, you know, big hockey fans and people that know the sport and want to really rally around their team, and people from the Midwest that had love for whether it was the Blackhawks or the Red Wings or the Wild, different teams and different people that may have relocated down to Tucson that were already hockey fans. And to be honest, there were more of them than we thought when we came down. There was quite a bit of hockey fans down here just hungry to have their own team and not have to make that drive to go and see the Coyotes play up in Maricopa County, and to kind of, you know, on the heels of some of the stuff you guys were talking about earlier with the, you know, the market rivalries, at least. And I think that, you know, what we found under you know, at every turn were people that, you know, not only were big hockey fans, but people that just wanted to have a great option with their families and something fun to do and something that was affordable for them. And we tried to make sure we checked all those boxes. But thank you, Eddie. The kind words.
No, thank you, Bob. Class act, Bob Hoffman, president of the Tucson Roadrunners. Get out there today, 7 p.m. TCC. Tickets still available right now, Bob?
Yep. Tonight's selling really, really well. So limited number, but yep, there are some available.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bob. Go out to the Tucson Roadrunners tonight at the TCC, 7 p.m. against the Calgary Wranglers. We'll be back with Eddie O'Hare on Jump In Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. You are listening to Jump in Tucson with your host, Grant Kruger. I am live with Eddie O'Hare, president of the Paint Kings, a business you may or may not have heard a jingle on the radio or TV about, and someone that operates in both Tucson and Phoenix. Welcome back, Eddie.
Hey, thanks, Grant.
Hey, so we had a great talk there with Bob Hoffman from the Tucson Roadrunners about the playoff games coming up tonight. And, you know, we are a little worried that they may be packing up their talents and moving them up to Phoenix. As somebody that's done business in both Tucson and Phoenix, tell me a bit about the differences, the business friendliness between Tucson and Phoenix.
It's just a difference in mindset. Tucson kind of has this self-fulfilling prophecy of, you know, we don't want to grow. Growth is bad. And the reality of the world is most of the people from Tucson are transplants. They're not from here. So they move in, they soak up our beautiful sunshine and climate, and then they're the first to say nobody else can come here. Phoenix, on the other hand, has an attitude that embraces the growth. The reality of the world is once the air conditioner came into, you know, play in the 60s, population of Arizona was 1 million to now is around 7 plus million. So the people are coming. You can either embrace that growth and do it responsibly and proactively, or you can kind of, you know, pretend it doesn't exist and then suffer the consequences. And Tucson definitely, as you drive around, you know, people anecdotally joke around, they like that the roads are crappy because people won't want to be here. Well, more people move here and the roads are just crappy.
Well, yeah, I saw in the news just the other day, of course, and I'm sure our listeners know that Grant Road expansion is finally getting underway and they expect it to be complete by 2026. So that's still a long ways away.
Didn't that supposed to start like in 2010?
Yes, and I think that these are some of the problems we have here is that we missed our opportunities for both crosstown freeway transit in some capacity, and now we're paying the price. You saw it both on Broadway, and you're seeing it on Grant Road as well.
No, it's disheartening to a lot of the residents here because it feels like all the promises that are made don't come to fruition. So, you know, now we're left with just like the best of bad choices. And even you say the Broadway, I mean, that's a shell of what it was originally promised to be. And my Tucson office is at Broadway and Campbell. I lived that nightmare for 3+ years. And that's still a relatively short road project for Tucson timelines.
So speaking of the Broadway and Campbell area, I'm looking into some real estate developments around there. Have you had some problems with crime at all? Like, is this something in Midtown that affects you negatively here in Tucson?
We've really had crime issues for the last few years. And, you know, examples is, you know, our vehicles, you know, get broken into, our equipment, you know, a spray pump on a truck is $5,000. And if you call the police and, you know, somebody hasn't died, they're not going to show up. So, you know, it's just a cost of doing business to have to write off this equipment. Same with materials. You know, we'll have materials stolen off of a job site, and we're talking about, you know, thousands of gallons of paint, and you can go onto Facebook Marketplace and I can see my paint there. Call the police and they're not going to do anything about it. And it's not because they don't want to. They're just understaffed.
So what do you do in that situation? Do you have to buy it back at half price?
Believe it or not, I mean, that's been done before. You go to the pawn shop where most of these, like the equipment will show up at, and they don't have, you know, I got to buy it, you know, just like somebody else. My own stuff.
That's unbelievable, especially for a business that employs hundreds of people like yourself. We're talking to Eddie O'Hare, president of Paint Kings. Again, a store that you've probably heard the jingle once or twice before. One of the more infectious, I think, Tucson jingles out there since probably Gordo's Mexicateria, right? If you really like chimichangas. And I think the Paint Kings jingle rings right up there as well, too. Tell me about the genesis of that jingle.
So when we made the decision to do advertising, I turned on the 5 o'clock news and, you know, ABC plumbing or ABC air conditioning, it didn't matter the company. It was all the same commercial. You had, you know, Jim and Jill homeowner and a white truck shows up and a guy, you know, clean cut comes and does whatever he's doing in the house. And they both sit there and there's elevator music and they are waving their hands and the guy leaves off. You had no idea what they did or who they were. So I wanted to be different. And we went through all kind of different crazy ideas. I mean, I love the discount tire, you know, throwing the tire through the window. You know, the Here's a Ganga guy is another great one. The Chimichanga, those are, you know, all good Tucson legends. So, you know, going back and forth, we came up with the song. It was inspired kind of by the Oompa Loompa things. So, you know, I'll let your imagination go there. But we worked with Walker Ford, who's a local jingle guy. And quite frankly, we caught lightning in a bottle. I remember playing it for my dad, who looked at me at first and he goes, "Son, you are absolutely out of your mind crazy." And that's kind of generally been the reaction. But it once you get it in your head, you can't get it out. So, you know, we're going to keep rolling with it.
Yeah, that song has been stuck in my head, living rent-free in my dome for now many years. And so I've got to thank and hate on you at the same time for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So it was Walker Ford that created this particular song, not the lead singer from Whitesnake, because I had heard.
That is an urban legend that you just can't make up. So my wife and I are having brunch one day over at Sorrel Corners, and a waiter comes up and he goes, "Hey, you're the Paint King guy." That's my other alias. I'm probably going to legally change my name to that. And my wife rolls her eyes because, you know, my head, she can just see it growing larger and larger. And the guy looks over me and goes, "Oh, man, I'm so sorry to hear that the writer of your song passed away." And I wrote the song, spoiler alert. So I kind of egg him on. I go, "Well, really? I mean, that's horrible." And he goes, "Yeah, the lead singer of Whitesnake. Everybody knows he's the one who wrote that jingle." Listen, I'm not going to get in the way of a good story or a good urban legend, so I didn't tell him any different. So you heard it here, folks. The lead singer of Whitesnake, you know, Paint King's song. I hope I don't own any royalties by admitting this, but, you know, it's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, I do believe there's a music mafia behind that with CESAC, ASCAP, and BMI over there that you might have to pay some royalties to. I don't know if you have to pay any royalties for your breakdancing, though. I have seen a couple of those clips on YouTube.
Yeah, believe it or not, I am not classically trained. That's another good story. It's one of our first commercials. It came organically. I call it the Paint King Shuffle. You know, basically shaking my arms and moving my hips. You're not going to catch me out at the Maverick, Grant.
I'm sorry. We have the technology to change that situation.
But people would call in and be like, "Hey, you can't dance. You suck." And be like, "Yeah, the point of the commercial is not my dancing." And so we came up with the break dancing thing. And when we did that, I told the producer that I want you to, as cornily as possible, cut in the actual break dancer versus me. And I'm, you know, just bad 80s flick, you know, special productions. And again, that caught on like fire. That will have people call in and they'll be like, "We know that dancing isn't you. That's not real." And spoiler alert, the talking animals and scantily clad ladies, drinking beer, those aren't real either.
Fair enough. Good point. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to expound upon the Paint King's legend and song over here. I had really heard, honestly, that the genesis of this was Whitesnake. And so it's interesting to find out that you, in fact, wrote this song that have been living in everybody's head here in Pima County and in Phoenix for some time.
Yeah, no. So we run the commercials up in the Phoenix market too, and that's been another, a pinch of our success up there, is that we actually don't market ourselves as a Tucson company up there. But we run those commercials up there, and we present ourselves as a Phoenix company because people, like I said, good, bad, ugly, they've got a bad perception of Tucson businesses, and like you said, there's not been a string of success of companies going up the highway. They always seem to come down this direction. So it certainly has helped, and like I said, Tucson's a transplant community, so is Phoenix. So if somebody's moving here from Chicago or, you know, Wisconsin, and they see us on TV up there, they're going to assume that they're dealing with a local company that they can trust. And in our world, contracting, trust is everything, because you hire somebody, one, you don't know if they're going to show up, you don't know if they're going to do a good job. And let's just say something does go wrong if you're going to come back and honor your work. So being on television definitely gives us a air of credibility that certainly the guy in the back of a pickup truck doesn't, or, you know, worse, the day laborers that people go on Home Depot and hire to do work for.
No, without a doubt. And I salute you for your success in both markets. As we've discussed in the show, it's not easy to succeed in both. In fact, most people fail in one or the other. And in some cases, it can drag down the entire business as well, too. You're listening to Grant Kruger on 1030 AM, The Voice. We are Jump in Tucson. We've got Eddie O'Hare coming back up for one more segment after the break over here. Tune in tomorrow as well, too, for Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attraction Alliance. We've We've got Dr. Ed Ackerley on Fridays and Jump in Tucson every day, 9 to 10 a.m. on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Coming back with one more segment with Eddie O'Hare from the Paint Kings on Jump in Tucson, 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Welcome back, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Jump in Tucson with your host, Grant Kruger, on 10:30 a.m. The Voice. We are live with Eddie O'Hare, the president of Paint Kings. A song, a jingle that you have maybe heard once or twice in your life, living in your dome rent-free. Welcome back, Eddie.
Good to be here.
Hey, so we were talking the differences between Tucson and Phoenix, right? And obviously, home building is a really, really big thing, right? Construction probably has replaced citrus as one of the five C's here in Arizona at this point. Like, tell me the difference between home builders in Tucson and Phoenix.
Yeah, with all respect to Big Citrus, and they're probably going to be out there picketing when I leave here. Construction, like I said, you know, in the 60s, we had a million people or 7 million plus people now. We do work for all the major home builders, even the multifamily home builders and stuff. And again, there is an attitude in Phoenix that embraces the growth. In Tucson, it's just a struggle. And that comes to fruition when you can drive around and the proof is in the pudding. There's a housing shortage in Arizona. Just kind of for reference, 2007, 2008, that was Tucson's heyday in the home building before the big bust, pulled 12,000 housing permits. Everybody's going around like their hair is on fire right now, thinking the construction is on fire, and it's not. We pulled 3,500 housing permits in the Tucson metro area this last year. A town of over a million people, and I say town, we need to do them 5,000 plus permits a year. And so unfortunately what we're seeing here is a housing affordability that's just getting exasperated. As you guys discussed, the minimum wage stuff, so it's pushing inflation on the wages. So the home prices, there's a lack of supply. It's getting more expensive to do. And so it's harder and harder for a working Tucsonan to afford a home. In Phoenix, their economy is more diverse. I might not agree with everything that Doug Ducey did, but he has done an outstanding job of diversifying their economy up there. The Intel plant that's building the semiconductors, they just got another grant from the federal government for $8.5 billion with a B to expand their plant over on Riggs and I-10 that hasn't even opened yet. Taiwan Semiconductors is under contract to build three semiconductor plants up there. Those four different plants combined, I think, are going to have over 150,000 jobs. Those are people that are going to own a house that's going to need to be painted. They're probably going to go out for a steak dinner on a Friday night.
We'd like to think so.
You know, and have a well vodka. But, you know, we need that. You know, Tucson is very, very blue collar. If you don't work for the U of A, if you don't work for DM or Raytheon, you know, you're probably a service sector worker. And there's nothing wrong with being a service sector worker. That's my industry. That's your industry. But there's no diversification here. And we need that. And Tucson seems, even with the employers that are not service sector, they seem to be constantly be fighting DM, constantly fighting Raytheon instead of embracing them.
No, without a doubt. And as somebody that certainly is a service sector employee, just in the same way you are, right? Like, it's something that I'm very cognizant of. Speaking of the service sector in Southern Arizona over here, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a couple questions about your and your family's favorite local restaurants. Give me a takedown of where you guys might be going out to dinner on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, first off, I think that everybody in the Tucson area is blessed. We have got a great food scene. I mean, there's such a array of private restaurateurs here, from Italian to, obviously, we got the best Mexican food in the world, you know, and even the, you know, a healthy amount of some of the chain restaurants that people don't, you know, maybe they're not the top of mind, but you know, you'll catch me at a Texas Roadhouse on a Friday night. I've got no problem saying that. But if I was going to go a couple local restaurants that aren't located at St. Philip's Plaza.
Logically, of course.
Hands down, I think the best meal in town is Gavi's. It's not a checkerboard spaghetti and meatball type restaurant. But, you know, the sauces you could put on anything would make a great meal. But, you know, the chicken formaggio over there is outstanding. Marsala. Start off with a little you know, calamari, la crema, good stuff. Good stuff.
Gavi's a great place. Been around doing it for a long, long time as well, too.
Big fan. And then if I want to go on the value side of it, and you know, kind of with the Southern Arizona flair, I mean, some people, you know, probably not get behind me on this, but I'm a big Molinitos fan. You know, you can take a big crowd over there. I don't know how they're keeping their prices where they are with the inflation of the world, but you can take a large group over there, have a good meal, have a good time, and you know, cold margarita. Never heard either.
No, a lot of problems in life could be solved over a cold margarita over there for sure.
Absolutely.
Great advice there from Eddie O'Hare, the Paint King, on Jump in Tucson over here this morning. We've really had a great talk this morning about the differences between Tucson and Phoenix. Someone that's been successful in both markets, like Eddie over here, groups like the Tucson Roadrunners and Coyotes that unfortunately may be packing up ship after this week to move on to greener pastures in Tempe. All these sort of things show like how much you, the listener, need to go out and support locally owned businesses, whether it's contractors in the paint section, such as Paint Kings, whether it's restaurateurs, and I'm not talking or hawking my own places, but I'm saying in general in the industry to go out to the local mom and pops and support them, because this is how money is going to get spilled back into our community. Eddie, how do customers find you as the Paint King? Is there a golden turret up there somewhere, or like a website? Where do I reach the Paint King over here?
As much as I'd like to say we've got like a bat signal that we put into the sky that you can always find us, today, still the easiest way is to go to our website at www.paintkings.com. We've got a submission form there. Or you can just give us a call at the office, 520-322-5181. A live person will answer the phone Monday through Friday between 8 and 4. And if you want to have us come out and take a look at your project, we can get an estimator out there within 24 hours. And, you know, we can work with you from there.
That's amazing. Great service over here from Paint Kings for sure. Your success is well deserved, sir. It's great to see local businesses that started here in the 520 work their way up to Phoenix and be successful. Like, I salute you for your endeavors with that one. I'm certain it hasn't been easy over the last couple of decades.
It certainly has had its challenges, but it's been rewarding. I take a lot of pride, again, being from Tucson. My family's here. We live here. You know, we're coming up on, we're 37, 38 years in business. So the big 4-0's come in here, and we're part of the community, you know, much like you. I'm very invested in here in the Tucson, active with the, Fellowship of Christian Athletes here. You're a fellow conquistador rookie. For the first time I've seen you, we haven't actually had to scrim a porta potty or move a banquet table. So,
feels, you know, pretty good. Just recovering right about
feels
now.
Feels pretty good. Absolutely. But no, again, we're in Tucson here, and we get back and we're part of the community.
No, you certainly do. And I appreciate that very much. It's one of the main reasons I really wanted to have you on the show over here today as well, too. Again, tomorrow we've got Tom Moulton from the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance on Jump in Tucson. Dr. Ed Ackerley on Fridays. On Tuesdays, of course, General Ted Maxwell from SALC. It has been our pleasure to host you this morning on Jump in Tucson. Do take note to go out and support both your local businesses, your local restaurants, and get out there this weekend to go see the Tucson Roadrunners, a big whiteout at the TCC, 7 p.m. Roadrunners against the Calgary Wranglers on Wednesday and Friday. God willing, we won't even have a game on Sunday at 7 p.m. because we'll sweep them. But if not, a decisive game 3 on Sunday, 7 p.m. Roadrunners hockey. Let's go out there and support and tell them the Roadrunners belong in Tucson. We love you in the 520 over here. Thanks so much for joining us on Jump in Tucson. I am Grant Kruger. You've been listening to 10:30 a.m. The Voice, your home for local news and talk.